obviously we were just talking about happy things, right? But it's also, it's easy to focus on negative things. You know, they're not hard to find. No, they're not hard to find at all. They kind of stand out. In his day, you know, not just some, but every single city he went there, and somebody had a problem with him. You know, name calling, fights, you know, plagues, rumors, and deadly violence followed Paul every single day. You know, but Paul didn't get down because of that. Even people he cared about, he was writing to, they turned their backs on him. Speaking of the Corinthians. You know, right now they're kind of turned their back on Paul, and he's just kind of reaffirming who he is and that he loves them. Still, Paul, of course. And he pushed on. Now, Paul wasn't alone. We live in a fallen world. And everybody, every single person, if they're not having trouble right now, they're going to run into trouble later. Plus, they all we all have an expiration date. The unknown about what's the expiration date?
You're
going to
die.
You're going to die. I'm sorry. I would have said it much nicer and not straightforward. Try to cushion the blow. But yeah, you know, the unknown can be very scary. Yo, the Corinthians, they could see the evil in the world. They saw passing on. But focusing on things that you cannot change can lead to depression and a little bit of crybaby-itis. How did Paul do it? He saw death all the time. How did Paul get through all this? Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. It'll be up on the screen too. Cassia, can you read?
Therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
All right, the outward man is perishing. You know, we're all getting older. We're not as young as we used to be. Some are getting a lot older than others. I used to have dark brown hair. Not maybe as dark as, huh?
I thought you were always gray. That's crazy.
It went from dark brown. All right, give me a minute.
just diet.
You just said you've always been great. You would know. You would tell people. I know you.
Why would I do such a thing?
Our bodies are temporary. You know, Paul tells us, we don't need to lose hope because of that fact. He knows we're getting older. He says, if we believe, if we have Jesus, if we believe in Jesus, he will renew us day by day. Now, he's not talking about always going to be there. Every day he's going to be there so that he be there to help us. Renewing that confidence in Jesus, in his promise that there will be something more than this world. Verse 17. Lana?
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight
of glory. So our burdens in life, they're going to be hard at times. Paul knows that. He's not making it, oh, no big deal. He's not saying it's going to be easy. However, he's comparing our rewards from our afflictions, and he's saying we have a light affliction. You know, compared to the rewards, it's not that bad. We can make it through this, and then you'll be happy you made it through. Compared to eternity, these afflictions will just be like a moment, a little speck, you know, things you probably won't even remember. It's been, oh, remember then? No, that's been so long ago. I don't remember that. Paul gets through the day by focusing on the things that will be, not focusing on the things what happened in the past. He's focused on things that he can have something to do with and the things that will happen. Verse 18. Galen? I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank.
While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen for
temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So everything we own, think about it, everything you have in your rooms, everything you own, that's just temporary. Everything we've earned, you know, we do stuff, we go to work and we earn stuff, right? We do chores, we earn stuff. That's just temporary. Everything in this world is temporary. You know, we may not be able to actually see the future. However, we know things. We know God is not a liar. We know that he keeps his promises. The future is unseen, but we know if we believe in Jesus, we will have everlasting life. John 3:16. To be a fact. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, Aiden, can you read that?
Yes. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heaven.
So, who's ever been camping in a tent? Right? You know, it helps against a little bit of the elements, right? You better ever been camping when it's raining, right? And you're stuck in that tent?
Oh, not in a tent. I was in a camper when it was raining.
Oh. Well, it's, yeah. The tents are small, and then you, like, press on them if they're the vinyl, and they'll start the drip through. You're like, man, why did I press on them? I just wanted to see if it worked. But the tents, you know, warmer, But it's still kind of cold, right?
Pretty much all.
Huh?
Bugs out.
But yeah, either. That's great. But it's not. You know, but it's just temporary. Because that tent, you know, you've set in the garage. Right? They need repaired. And then when it can't be repaired anymore, it's done. You know, it's worthless. It has big holes in it, and it just doesn't keep the bugs out anymore. Zipper breaks and can't shut anymore. It's no good. But God's house is not made by hands. You know, meaning that it's going to last forever. It'll never break down. It'll never have holes. It'll always keep the bugs out. John, huh? John 14, chapter, or verse 2.
In my Father's house are so many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you.
Now this verse, besides it being awesome, is that imagine, but it just reminds me of Sunday school when we helped out at Sunday school. Anybody ever seen that song? You know what song I'm singing, right?
Which one?
It's a big, big house with lots and lots of rooms.
Yeah.
You did movements. You guys sing that song in Sunday school?
I did once before.
Once before?
I don't know.
As a big, big. Has a big, big yard where we could play football. Big, big house is my Father's house. I love that. Or Cassie was so innocent then.
I wish.
But our Father's house is a huge house. It has room for everybody. And it's there forever. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 2 through 3. Mana.
For in this we grow, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked.
So believers, as believers, you know, believers usually groan because of suffering. You know, they don't want, nobody likes suffering, right? And how great it would be if there was no suffering. So as believers, we can look forward to the day when we'll be clothed in heavenly robes. You know, the clothes, it's kind of like a for all parents, right? We want to look nice. We want to have a nice appearance. It's our righteousness, if you will. It's an analogy for our righteousness and how we're dressed. In Isaiah 64, 6.
But we are all like an unclean thing. And all our righteousness and like filthy rags, we all fade as a leaf, and our
iniquities,
like the wind, have taken us away.
So our best clothes are like filthy rags compared to Jesus. You know, because our righteousness. You know, but there's good news is because if we believe in Jesus, he's going to give us new clothes. He's going to give us clothes that are spotless. And it'll make us righteous. But if we don't believe in Jesus, no designer jeans. We just don't get no name brand stuff. will be found naked, meaning unrighteous. It's an analogy for that, not embarrassing and all. But 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 4 and 5.
Mortality.
Mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee.
Now when somebody says, I can't wait to get to heaven, right? I don't know if you guys ever, you're always thinking back, you're just like, well, did you, are you saying that you want to be gone right now or you want to pass on right now? It's not that they're saying they want to die soon. You know, it's not that they want to change clothes right now, right this second. You know, the world may be tough, but God didn't make us to be quitters. He has a plan for each one of us. And he gave us his Spirit to guide us, to help us, to guarantee us that he will be there for us. We're here to complete his plans. We're here to carry that through, to be further clothed, meaning that we're here to be as righteous as we can be. And then if we do mess up, that we ask for forgiveness and we do better next time. And we do better next time. He's always there to forgive us and give us that next chance. But we need to be here and follow through and be steadfast and keep marching on. Verse 6.
Is this time for the book to read?
Yeah, the book. Self-reading.
So we are always confident knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord.
So Paul didn't want to die. However, he did not fear death. Because, why? Because he was confident that he was going to wake up in his father's house. He had no question in his mind. He fully trusted that. And then verse 7. Mm-hmm. It's a long one. Eyes can deceive us. You know, our eyes can give on things that are not as important as other things. Things that are temporary. Now, has anybody ever heard the fairy tale or the children's story of the emperor's new clothes? Not in the new groove. No, that's... that's Disney.
We like Disney, though.
No, no.
What's
the
inaugural?
Old. I was going to ask for a story time, but I guess
I know the story. Just like, give me a sec, because I need to remember.
No. souls.
Me too.
He just wanted the best in finding things. What's a weaver?
Somebody who makes
a weaver?
Fabrics.
They smoke weed.
No. That's what they weave. They weave.
Yeah,
it's not a hair problem. Suit was going to be so good, right? It was going to be so good that So the king said, yeah. But I don't want to be stupid, so... Oh, it looks great! You're doing a good job! And then they finally said, he didn't want to seem stupid, so he's like, oh, I love it! And they dressed him up, and he went parading through the town in his brand new suit. The weavers were con men, right?
What?
Con men. They were crooks.
Oh.
They lied to him. There was nothing there. And as he's walking down the street, put his faith in feeling, oh, I don't want to be right the world eyes. That he was deceived. Now we need to focus, or we need to walk in the faith of God, in his values, putting his values first, not being deceived by the world. You know, yes, you know, unlike the king not seeing any clothes, we put trust in the unseen, just not that same way. Verse 8, Aiden, since you left us for a period of time.
We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord.
So Paul is happy. You know, well pleased. He's more than happy. He's excited and confident that he will be in eternity. The question is are we that confident? Are we as confident as Paul is? In Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Do you want to read? Yeah. Sorry, we skipped around, we jumped around.
Really? Well, while doing good, for in due season we shall
reap.
We do not lose
heart. We don't lose heart. I know I said that, and some of you weren't there, but what is not losing heart? What does the term lose heart mean? Give up? Yeah. Give up and stab yourself in the shoulder. No. Just giving up. God is with us in everything we do. Everything. He's there. We don't need to lose heart. No, I didn't put it on the show, but if you turn to Psalms 139, sorry, I was thinking, I wasn't sure if I'd do this, but Tony had a passage, and I really liked it for service. It's 139, 7 through 10. Cassia, you want to read? You do? 139, 7 through 10.
Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. And if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me.
What is that saying to anybody?
God is always there.
He is always there, right? He's right there. Even if you're going down to hell, he's there. Now, I don't know if you mean like if you're flying around, right? If you're like a bird, or if you're like a fish, the most of the sea, he's always there. He's everywhere. He's there for us. Let's close this in prayer. Thank you for today. Thank you that we could see spring coming, Lord. But your will be done. You'll, whatever the weather is, we will enjoy it because we enjoy you. Lord, we pray for those who are not having a good day, Lord, who are having struggles. We pray that you're with them and that you encourage them, Lord, as you encourage us as we are down, well, when we are down, Lord. Just thank you. We just pray that we always get closer to you so that you will draw closer to us. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.